What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 216. In this episode, I'll discuss the recommended ceftriaxone dose for five different scenarios: variceal hemorrhage, spontaneous bacterial peritonitis treatment, community-acquired pneumonia, community-acquired bacterial meningitis, and obesity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode216. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Patients with gastrointestinal bleeding due to esophageal varices and cirrhosis frequently experience bacterial infection. Antibiotic prophylaxis with ceftriaxone decreases the incidence of bacterial infections. Up to half of patients with cirrhosis who are hospitalized with GI bleed develop an infection while they're hospitalized. Ceftriaxone is an appropriate choice for antibiotic prophylaxis in these patients. A dose of 1 gram ceftriaxone daily has been found effective in previous studies in cirrhotic patients with GI hemorrhage. While a dose of 1 gram ceftriaxone daily may be commonly used to treat spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, I've only been able to locate trials that use a 2 gram daily dose. A retrospective study compared 1 gram versus 2 gram ceftriaxone for SBP treatment. Unfortunately, after correction for multiple variables, no significant differences in outcomes were found between the two doses. However, trends indicated patients receiving 2 grams ceftriaxone may require fewer intensive care days and improved survival compared to those receiving 1 gram daily. Even though these results are not statistically significant, the fact that previous studies of ceftriaxone and SBP only use the 2-gram dose is enough to warrant routinely using 2-gram ceftriaxone for these patients, in my opinion. Infectious Disease Society of America guidelines from 2007 on community-acquired pneumonia do not give specific dose recommendations for ceftriaxone. These guidelines are being updated and will be available again in the spring of 2018. Original studies of ceftriaxone in the 80s and 90s demonstrated 1-gram doses were as good as 2-gram doses for the treatment of moderate to severe community-acquired pneumonia. But resistance profiles of strep and patient demographics, such as average weight, may have changed significantly since the 20-plus years since those studies were published. Unpublished data quoted by some antibiotic resource guides suggest that younger patients, those below 60 years of age, may have suboptimal plasma levels with 1-gram doses and should be given 2 grams of ceftriaxone instead. I'd like to see additional studies in this area before deciding whether to routinely use 1 or 2 gram ceftriaxone doses in these patients. For now, it's up to a patient-specific risk-benefit assessment on which dose to give. Ceftriaxone achieves excellent central nervous system levels with inflamed meninges and is a mainstay of treatment for community-acquired bacterial meningitis. For CNS infections, the dose of ceftriaxone is 2 grams every 12 hours. Because ceftriaxone is highly protein-bound, a 2-gram dose will provide better CNS levels due to an increased amount of free drug with a higher dose. There's no reason that I can think of to ever give a 1-gram dose to these patients. Very little data exists to guide the dosing of ceftriaxone in obese, critically ill patients. Because ceftriaxone is hydrophilic, obesity may not have a large effect on the volume of distribution. Additionally, critically ill patients have a higher unbound fraction of ceftriaxone compared to healthy controls. This increased unbound fraction may result in higher tissue levels, but it can also result in increased clearance. Given the general lack of dose-related severe side effects, most references recommend giving doses at the higher end of the normal dose range for obese patients. Most of the time, this will mean obese patients will get a 2-gram dose of ceftriaxone. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.